I'm going to call to order the Legislative Council for the 29th Alaska State Legislature. Today is Tuesday, January 27, 2015. We are meeting in the Senate Finance Chambers in Juneau. So, Ms. Varney, would you please call the roll of the committee?
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Coghill. Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Huggins.
Here.
Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Machicki.
Here.
Senator McGuire. Speaker Chenault.
Present.
Representative Hawker.
Present.
Representative Johnson.
Present.
Representative Keto.
Here.
Representative Newman.
Here.
Representative Reinbold.
Here.
Representative Thompson.
Here.
Vice Chair Heron.
Here.
Chair Stevens.
Here.
13 members present.
Madam Secretary, we do have a quorum to conduct business. This is the organizational meeting of the committee and the formal passing of the gavel from the House in the 28th Legislature to the Senate in the 29th Legislature. Senate President Kevin Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I nominate Senator Gary Stevens as the Chair of the Legislative Council and ask for unanimous consent and that nominations be closed.
The question before the committee is the nomination of Senator Gary Stevens as chair of this council for the 29th Alaska State Legislature and unanimous consent that nominations be closed. Is there objection? Hearing see none. Senator Stevens, you are nominated. I didn't see a motion there to elect him, though. So I think Senator Meyer, a motion to elect Senator Gary Stevens chair of the Legislative Council would be in order.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that we elect Senator Gary Stevens as the chair of the Legislative Council and ask for unanimous consent.
The question before the committee is the election of Senator Gary Stevens, the chair of Legislative Council for the 29th Alaska State Legislature. Is there objection? Hearing see none, congratulations, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
Welcome to the job.
It's about as hard as getting a sworn into the Senate. I had to take it, do it three times. I missed the first day. And just a brief comment. I appreciate everyone being here. We have another commitment, of course. The governor asked us to come to his home after we had scheduled this meeting, but there are a few things we need to do, so I think we can make it fairly quickly and move on to that reception. So thank you very much for that nomination and election. Call on Speaker Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate Representative Bob Heron as the Vice Chair of Ledge Council and ask for unanimous consent that nominations be closed.
Thank you. Is there any objection to that? Just in keeping with the motion we did, would you go ahead and move to elect?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would move to elect Representative Bob Heron to the Vice Chair of Ledge Council and ask for unanimous consent and that the nominations be closed.
Thank you, Speaker Chenault. Any objection to that? And so moved, and we have elected President Harrell. Just a couple of policies I want to talk to you about. One is one we've already done and enacted for some time, and one that is a change. And the first one is on the quorum, that this is we've always done this on a quorum and voting requirements. As you know, we have it takes 8 members to have a quorum, and it takes 8 members to approve a motion. Because there are 7 members of the House and 7 members of the Senate, that ensures that at least one member of each body will have voted on an issue. So, again, that is the existing policy, and I'd ask that if there's no objection, we'll continue with that policy. And thank you. The other policy, another policy that I am asking you to change has to do with the alternate members. As you may remember, those of you who've been here for a while, in 2011, the House and the Senate started appointing alternate members of the council. For 2015 and 16, those members will be Senator Lisa McGuire and Representative Steve Thompson, and Steve is with us. I would like to establish the policy that our alternate members are welcome to sit at the table as members and to comment, to speak, to debate any issue. But when it comes to voting, only 7 members of the House and 7 members of the Senate can vote. So if somebody is absent from their respective body, they will be asked to vote. If all 7 members are there, they will not be asked to vote. And so this is a change And I'd like to again ask, if there's no objection, I'd like to establish that as a policy of a pledge council. Seeing and hearing none, that will be our policy. The third policy issue has to do with charitable events, and under our rules that we have passed, Legislative Council sanctions charitable events that have a 501c3 tax-free status. The policy in place since 2003 is that the committee has granted the chair the ability to sanction those charitable events, and then at the next council meeting, the committee would ratify the chairman's action. And again, unless there is objection, I would like to see that continue as our existing policy. Seeing, hearing no objections, that will be the case. I'd like to announce that I would like to have three subcommittees appointed, and would ask you, if you're interested, to let me know if you want to serve on that. The first one is the Information Technology Subcommittee. That primarily has been made up of staff in the past, so if you have a staff person you want to serve on that, please let myself or Katrina know. The second committee is a Security Committee, to begin to look at, as we have in the past, what is the security, what are the needs of the building, what are the conditions of the building, and to come back and report to us at a later date. And the third one is an Office Allowance Subcommittee. As you know, we took a poll, and it was decided that we would have a fully accountable office account. And so we need to figure out, what do we do in terms of specific things that you buy that are tangible, like an office chair or a picture or whatever. And I'd like to have some very clear recommendations from this committee on how we proceed with that. So everyone knows what the rules are, and there's no questions about it. So if you would be interested in serving on those two subcommittees, please let me know. Need to move on to the approval of the minutes. Are there any proposed changes to the amendments, or any discussion to the amendments? That's November 12th of 2014 and December 17th of 2014. Any suggestions, corrections to those minutes? If not, Representative Herron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve the minutes of the November 12, 2014 and December 17, 2014 meetings as presented.
Thank you. Are there any objections? If not, then the minutes are approved. Other committee business, we have three issues we need to deal with. I think we can deal with them fairly expeditiously. The first is the manual, the 2015 manual of legislative drafting, approval of that, and Jerry Luckhoff is here. Jerry, if you'd come forward, please, and actually maybe Lisa Kirsch should come forward at the same time, and we'll deal with that shortly. Yes, sir, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to note for the record that I wasn't at the meetings for the minutes that were just approved November 12th or December 17th. I didn't know structurally how you wanted that reflected.
Okay, we'll make that correction then. Okay, thank you.
For the record, through the chair, my name is Jerry Luckup. I'm the revisor of statutes for the Legal Services Division of Legislative Affairs Agency, and sitting next to me is Lisa Kirsch, who is the Assistant Revisor of Statutes. We're here for two important pieces of business, which would be the 2015 Legislative Drafting Manual. Each legislature adopts its own drafting manual. The manual this year is pretty similar to the ones we've had for 2013 and 2011. I've outlined the changes that have been made in the memo that you have in front of you, I believe. There, besides the normal clerical changes that we make every year with regards to the 29th legislature changing the 28th to the 29th in years, there's seven changes this year, I believe it was, that would be considered somewhat substantive. Two of them are recent cases from the Alaska Supreme Court, which are helpful to people when they're reviewing the legislative drafting manual and considering issues like retroactivity or single subject or things like that. And the others are issues related to practice. One in particular was recommended by Pam Finley, who was the revisor of statute back in 2012 is when she left. dealing with vetoes, line item vetoes. The legislature has done that probably three or four different ways over the years, and we had one process that we were following in the 80s, and then in 2009, I believe it was, the legislature, the way the clerk handled those line item vetoes changed, and it was not reflected anywhere. And so that was the change that's made in, on page 122. Those changes, all the changes in the bill have been reviewed by the Attorney General's office. They have no objections, and any other changes have been referred to the clerk, the chief clerk, and the Senate secretary for their review. Several of the changes were suggested by the chief clerk and Senate secretary to reflect current practice, and those are outlined on the in the memo.
Thank you, Mr. Lipkoff. Any questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm just curious, can the drafting manual be changed at any time by actions of Ledge Council?
Through the chair, Representative Chenault, in theory, I guess it could. If the legislature decided, if this legislature decided they want to change the drafting manual next year, traditionally the uniform rules provide that we'll adopt, each legislature will adopt its own drafting manual. So that has always traditionally been here at the beginning of the first session. There's nothing to stop the legislature from making a change during the session.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further questions or comments? Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the legal services draft document dated January 21st, 2015, it states on page 42 under appropriations that there's been a change to the appropriations for capital projects, and that language has been reworked. I was wondering if Legislative Council had a conversation about that. I'm new to the committee, and so I noted that it was a capital budget language change, and I just wanted to see if you had discussed it.
Through the chair, Senator, that was a recent change the legislature made last year, and so to avoid any problems, we needed to update the manual to reflect that change that had occurred. That substantial ongoing work was in the past. It just, the general rule was that these appropriations never lapsed. And the last year, the legislature changed that statute to provide that substantial ongoing work has not begun within 5 years, then the appropriation will lapse. And so we're this merely reflecting the statutory change the legislature made last year.
Thank you, Senator McKinnon. Thank you. Other questions, comments? Senator Coghlan has just joined us, and his seat was taken, so we have him right at the front where we keep an eye on him. Okay, no further comments or questions. Representative Harrow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Legislative Council approve the 2015 Legislative Drafting Manual.
Thank you. Have a roll call, please.
Senator Meyer.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Senator Machicki.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Hawker.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Tito.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
Representative Reingold.
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
14 yeas, no nays.
14 yeas, no nays. The motion passes unanimously. Let's move on to the revisor's bill. And Mr. Lipkoff, I understand that Lisa Kirsch will present this.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Lisa Kirsch, and as Jerry introduced me, I am the assistant, well, one of two assistant revisors. And as you probably know, the revisor's bill is designed to correct errors. We do our best at Legislative Legal to keep errors from creeping in, but occasionally they do. Also, we try to make language changes that don't change the meaning or change the substantive law, but that will make a provision more readable, or to reorganize sections that need to be placed in another part of the statutes. This year, we have a lot of changes that are similar to the ones in the past. There are several instances of the phrase, but not limited to. We do have a statutory provision in Title I that allows us to use the word including, and it's just presumed to mean to include the phrase, but not limited to, so we can delete that language. So we've done that in several places. There are some citations of federal law that were erroneous. Either the numbers had been inverted or change in federal law had changed the numbering of a particular provision, so we've corrected some of those. There are some court rules that were the citation form was slightly amended, punctuation errors, various and sundry things that are controlled by the drafting manual that needed to be changed to reflect the correct form. So that's just in general what happened. If you have any specific questions, you should have a copy of the revisor's bill and a copy of my sectional analysis.
Thank you, Ms. Kirchhoff. We have a question. Senator Cargo.
Thank you, and I appreciate you taking the time to explain this to us. One of the questions that came up in my office was the effective date, and we got a satisfactory answer, but I think for the members and for those who are watching us, you might want to explain the reason for that particular effective date, which is unusual to this bill.
Yes. The section that has that effective date, it turns up in Section 62 at the very tail end of the bill, and it's a special effective date for Section 35. And Section 35 is a long listing in Title 44 that lists state boards and commissions, and it's a long list of I believe 45 different boards, most of them, you know, licensing boards and things like that. The final entry is paragraph 45. It shows up on page 22 of the draft bill, and it doesn't take effect. It had a delayed effective date. It was passed last session. It doesn't take effect until July 1st. And so the changes that I was making within this list, most of these boards are just listed as board of this, board of that, board of something else. Some of them had thes at the beginning, and so the list just was inconsistent. So I deleted some of those thes, but I made this whole section take effect at the same time that the new paragraph goes in, so it doesn't have to be changed twice. So that's the reason, a rather long explanation for a very short little detail, that it does take effect on July 1st instead of taking effect immediately like the rest of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Any further questions, comments, thoughts? Representative Herron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Council approve the 2015 Revisor's Bill version 29-LS0330/W and request the Senate Rules Committee to introduce it.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Senator Meyer.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Senator Machicki.
Yes.
Representative Chenault.
Yes.
Representative Hawker.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keto.
Yes.
Representative Newman.
Yes.
Representative Reinbold.
Yes.
Vice Chair Herron.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
14 nays, no nays.
Motion passes unanimously, and we have approved the revisor's bill. The next item does not require a vote, but it is simply a report. It's the fiscal year 14 legislative audit. Ms. Barney?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the members, the agency goes out to bid for an independent annual audit. We went out to bid in 2014. LG Rayfield Mertz did our audit and for the entire legislative branch, both our operating and our capital funds. It is a clean audit with no audit exceptions, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Barney. Any questions? There's been no action to be taken on this item, so we do not need a motion at this time. I'd like to take just a moment to give considerable thanks to our former chair, Representative Hawker. He's been tremendous to work with in this transition, particularly in the new building as we moved, began to sign offices and move into that building. I really appreciate, Representative Hawker, the transition and you keeping me involved in the last several weeks, actually months. And as much as I appreciate Representative Hawker, I also even more appreciate his staff, Julie Lucky, who has just been tremendous to work with, and will continue because she will be in the Anchorage office as this transition takes place. So thank you very much, and we're adjourned.